K105.3 is WKHM FM Brooklyn Jackson, and it's Friday night.
The frenzy is on.
Friday night football is on. K105.3. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank. Tonight's game is also brought to you by
ERA Reardon Realty,
Will Be Transit Mix,
Jackson Orthopedic Specialist Rob Doan,
Grass Lake Community Schools,
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce,
B&G Landscape,
Ghost Rider DJ,
and the Player of the Game sponsored by Tri-County Water.
Now, let's head out to tonight's game. With all the play-by-play, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Number 8.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, glad to be live at Grass Lake High School on a beautiful night for football, Matt.
I've been looking forward all week to this football game. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been thinking about this. This is going to be a great game tonight, I feel it.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to see Vandercook Lake a couple times, and now they've gotten some rankings out, and Vandercook Lake's finding themselves in a lot of top 10 lists.
Well, this is a great road test for them because I've been following, you know, you follow Grass Lake over the last few years, and they're well coached. They've been there. They've made playoff runs. They know what it takes to put a team together. And they played Manchester tough last week. Manchester's probably the top team in the Cascade, other than maybe Vandercook, and we're going to find out tonight.
Grass Lake.
This is a great matchup tonight for Vandercook.
Grass Lake 2-2 on the season, lost their last match to Manchester 23-13 in a game that I've heard a couple people describe as ugly, and probably mostly because they give up over 300 yards rushing to Trevor Humphrey for Manchester.
Well, I'll tell you, they better fix the run defense tonight, because Vandercook Lake has two of the best running backs we've seen all year, Zathan Allen and Malik Wilson. And Allen right now averaging about 14 yards a carry, which is mind-boggling.
Ridiculous, you know, right?
And Wilkes is only at 7.5 yards per carry. But this is by far Vandercook's toughest test this far.
So an abbreviated pregame tonight with all the other activities going on. Thanks again to Art Main for putting up a 2-year, 24,000-mile lease on our 2016 Chevy Cruze. We're just about ready to get everything under action here. Vandercook Lake set the kickoff, and we've got Grass Lake back to receive. And Cheney with the kickoff. It's a high, short kick. Caught at about the 30. He heads up the sideline. He's going to get near the 40-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. First and 10 for Grass Lake coming up. On the return, it looks like 18. I saw Hunter Baird. So the Grass Lake Warriors will take over possession. We'll get it counted at the 38-yard line, Matt, to start things off.
You know, I talked to one of their coaches, Coach Eric McCullough, before the game, and one of the things they talked about was offensively being able to put some points on the board. That's one thing they've struggled with all year. They struggled that in even the games they've won. They did put up 55 on East Jackson, but you know, Napoleon, they lost 13-8 last week. They had only 13 points against Manchester. So I think Grass Lake's gonna have to put some points on the board tonight.
Kyle Farley starts in the shotgun, two wide right, one left. He fakes a handoff, looking for a swing pass. Nothing there. He's going to go deep. First play, jump ball through both players. Intended for Brandon Sherwood. He can't quite hang on to it. We had Noah Cooper back on the defense. Nearly picked off, but and also nearly a huge gain. So
Sherwood's their best receiver. He's got 193 yards receiving on the year, almost 18 yards a catch, and he went out and tried to stretch that defense a little bit.
Second down and 10, Grass Lake. And they'll run out of the shotgun. They send that running back in motion that gives up the middle. Takes it off tackle a little bit, heads left. He's going to get about a yard on the carry. And we'll have third down. And they will go to third down and 8 from the 40-yard line. Farley again in the shotgun, takes the snap, rolls out right. Got a man open, it's a wide open pass. Nice throw, nice catch. Jonathan Lichka into Jayhawk territory with a big gain and a big first down for Grass Lake. We do have a flag on the field.
And it's a hold.
And it's going to come back. Big holding call against the Warriors. Well executed, it looked like, but apparently you get those couple extra seconds that you need with a hold, and and you can look a little better. So they'll walk off the penalty. That's going to bring up third and about 23. All the way back to 26-yard line. Finally, now with four wide. Takes a snap. He's back in the shotgun. He'll throw deep. He's got a man on the sideline. Overthrown. And that'll bring a fourth down and a punting situation for the Warriors. So again, Matt, nice pass play. When we go three pass plays on that possession, and Grass Lake certainly looking to go to the air.
Typical Grass Lake, you know, they don't hesitate to throw the ball around a little bit.
Back to receive for the Jayhawks, number 11, Noah Cooper.
So Noah Cooper goes back to receive the punt for the Jayhawks. Also back there with him, Zathan Allen, who can do some damage with the ball in his hands too. Cody Dakin gets the punt up. It's a nice kick. Sends Cooper back to his own 30, looking for room up to the sideline, and well covered on the punt return. He'll take it up to about the 34. Baird. Vandercook looked like a first down.
That was Hunter Baird. Great open field tackle.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to have to punt on your first possession from as deep as he was, that's not a bad result. A nice punt and kick. I know Cody. I actually knew Cody Dakin as a younger man. He's been kicking the football for a long time, so experience under his belt. And Grass Lake's one of those communities that you're glad you hear a lot of the same names year after year after year. Generations of guys have played football for the Warriors. Meanwhile, Hancock with the give on first down. And that's not uncommon right there. It doesn't look like a huge gain, Matt, but it goes for about 5 yards on first down. Zathan Allen takes the first carry.
Oh, you know, we talk about
Vandercook's Wilkes. In business.
We talk about Wilkes and we talk about Allen, but you know, the key to this team is that offensive line gets a great push up front. And they did that last week against Hanover, and that's why they're undefeated right now.
That's a good point. They seem to win the line of scrimmage battle each and every time. Hancock back under center, and again, he's got three backs. Poe goes in motion, that gives up the middle, and he's got some room to run. Battling through, it looks like he's got the first down on the carry. Dylan Applegate, the big fullback for the Jayhawks, and that will indeed be a first down. We'll get the chains moving, and Vandercook Lake showing what they've done all year, and it's just continued to eat away chunks of yardage on each play. You said, you know, Allen's got a 14.4 yard per carry average. You know, he's had some big plays, and that's why that average gets so high, but it's not uncommon to see him just go 6 yards here, 5 yards here. They just don't seem to lose any yardage. Hancock back to pass now on first down. He's got Cooper out. A little contact between the receivers. We're just going to have an incomplete pass.
Pass intended for number 11.
Well covered on the play. Brandon Sherwood.
Yeah, I think I thought about this a lot before the game. And I think Hancock's going to have to make some plays in the passing game. And I know that you look at it on paper and the fact that, you know, Humphreys ran for 374 yards last week against Manchester. But I think that Grass Lake's going to really come into this game trying to shore up that run defense. And I think Hancock may have to make some plays in the passing game. And he's had a good year, too.
Allen in motion. He takes the pitch out to the right. Cutting back and forth. He finds a little bit of room. And again,
7 yards.
Another 7 yard gain. Second down. Had to come up third down and about three. Very manageable third down for the Jayhawks. They move into Grass Lake territory. And, you know, Grass Lake does have some kids on their defensive line and in the middle that can make some plays. Of course, Cody Dakin, I mentioned before on the punt, but he's actually been kind of a nuisance in the middle there, too. He had a sack last week against Manchester. He's got a couple of them on the season. He gets a lot of tackles from that defensive line position. Third and three, Hancock under center. Poe goes in motion, that gives up the middle. And stop for a short gain. Short of the first down, Dylan Applegate on the carry. That'll bring up fourth down. And we'll call it 1.5. So Jayhawks with an early decision. Expect them to go for 1.5. We do see a lot of personnel change, and it looks like indeed the punt unit on the field for the Jayhawks.
Well,
unexpected.
Well, I think it's a good move, though, thinking about it. Grass Lake struggled to score all year. Why give them the ball at the, you know, if they stop them, why give them the ball near midfield when you can punt it away and make them go, you know, 80 yards or depending on this punt.
Cheney with the punt. It's up. Fair catch signaled at the 14-yard line. And that's where Grass Lake will start, first and 10. We'll take a quick break. And we'll come back with action here on K105.3, your Friday football frenzy. Nothing in the first quarter.
When you get injured in the game, you need a great orthopedic surgeon to get you back on the field. You need Dr. Robert Doan of Jackson Orthopedic Specialists, a local physician who supports Jackson area schools and this great community, a community that he has been living and working in for the past 15 years. There's never a need to take care of your sports-related injuries out of town. Dr. Robert Doan of Jackson Orthopedic Specialists can handle all sports-related injuries, plus hip, knee, and shoulder replacement. Jackson Orthopedic Specialists, a proud sponsor of local high school football.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
And on first down, Farley with a quick screen pass and stuffed right out. Vandercook Lake, you know, we talk a lot about their offense and what they do with the running game, but they've been pretty impressive on defense as well, shutting out East Jackson. They hold Hanover Horton to a couple of scores, shut them out for the second half. So, you know, we've seen that their defense has got some athletes on it.
Well, they've outscored their opponents 155-35. They've given up 35 points in four games.
Another quick screen pass.
That's impressive.
This time to the right. Does get up near the 20-yard line. There's a good gain for the Warriors. Pass going to Brandon Sherwood. You can see why he's got so many catches on the year. They like to throw that short pass. Three wide right, one left. We do get the run play. Gives up the middle, and Vandercook Lake is all over it. Good penetration in the middle.
Anthony Miles on the tackle.
He's a big boy in there.
It's another one of those kids that we saw from the basketball team.
6'4", 260.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we call a space eater right there, buddy. And he's athletic.
Number 40, Danny Vicolo on the carry. And Farley with the hard count. Looks like he might have forced him off sides there for the Jayhawks.
First down.
And that is indeed the call. And what up, it is going to... We'll get the first down signal set to 20. 24 and three quarters line.
That's a mental mistake right there. That's fourth down and four. You know, obvious punting situation. Four more downs for Grass Lake.
Farley trips right, play action. Goes deep to Sherwood, and he's got it!
Nice catch.
No flags on the field, big play there. Sherwood getting a little space and sure-handed. Gets into Jayhawk territory. First down, out of bounds.
Nice pitch and catch right there.
At the 44. Big play for the Warriors. 7:14 to go first quarter. We're tied at zero here at Grass Lake High School, and you're coming to 5.3 Football Frenzy. Farley and the Warriors trying to move down. This time two wide each side. Quick pass on the slant. Missed him just a little by Andrew Ryan.
Had him open too.
He was open, and you can see right now that Vandercook's used to trying to out-muscle guys, and they've had a lot of running plays to deal with there. Yeah. Grass Lake spreads it out here.
That fourth down conversion on the penalty right there, and then coming back with that long pass play, that could be a key part of this first drive.
Farley out of the shotgun, two wide left, one wide right. Give is to the running back. He's got a little space. Finds him up the middle.
Close. About nine.
Over the 35. Close to a first down. Luke Coppernell on the run, and he's been their biggest running threat all season. Had 142 in the game against Manchester a week ago. Quick no huddle here by the Warriors. Three wide outs for Farley. He's in the shotgun. Capital behind him. He gives to him again. Finding some room off tackle.
First down.
And it's close to first down. We do get a flag on the field.
Ball carrier number 44, Luke Capital.
Wait for a signal on that. It looks like he's real close to a first down. We might end up getting a measurement on this one, depending on the spot.
Face mask tacked on.
And the measurement will be unnecessary with the face mask penalty. It'll certainly be a first down. They move deep into Jayhawk territory. Inside of the 30-yard line now. 6:33 to go. Grass Lake knocking on the door. You know what we said, man. This is going to be a test for Vandercook. And so far, struggling a little bit against the pass. Trips right for Farley out of the shotgun. Snaps a little high. Gives to Coppernall to the left. And he stood up there. Nice tackle.
About three.
Trying to hit Malik Wilkes.
Well, you need to talk about programs in this area that win year in, year out. And it's Grass Lake. This team expects to win. Their coaching staff expects to win. You know, we looked at senior night, and they didn't have a lot of seniors. And I heard a guy in the booth talk about this is a young team. Well, it's a young team. They're going to get better as this year goes on, and this is week five.
Now the quick pass goes out to Nick Latka. Farley using a lot of receivers. That one's going to be close to first down again.
He's got it. Close.
They are going to leave it a third down in inches. Grasslake throwing it all over the place here. Several different receivers. Trips left now for Farley. Sherwood one-on-one to the right. Takes the snap. Fakes the give, keeps it. He's going to get the first down, and then he snuffed out. Not anywhere to go after that, but a nice play call on the keeper for Farley. Moves the chains. 5:20 to go in the first one. We're tied at zero. And
Grasslake put together a nice drive. Ball at the 19-yard line.
They get it into the red zone here. And they're reminding me of, you know, we saw Michigan Center does that no huddle, and Grasslake got kind of the same thing. You keep that Vaynercook defense on the field. That'll have a chance to get any instruction. This time another handoff goes to the middle, and that's where Vaynercook is so stout. And Danny Vaccolo, not a lot of room there to run.
I think that no huddle is about rhythm. We didn't see that early in the year when Napoleon went to that no huddle. Yeah, they struggled before then. They would come out and got a little rhythm on offense, move the ball. So yeah, it just depends on the team.
Farley continues to run out of that kind of shotgun pistol formation. Pass out of the backfield.
They had it. They had it lined up and they had it blocked. Had it blocked well, and that might have been a touchdown. It was a one-on-one over there if he caught the ball.
Jeremiah Brandenburg in the flat, right through his hands, brings up third down and that caught 10.5. Trips right for Farley out of the shotgun. He rolls out to the right. Looking down, nowhere to go. He pulls it down, runs it, making a run to the sideline there. He's not going to get the first down, but he'll put it a little closer for the place kicker to give a go at 3 points here. And I think this would be our first field goal of the season, Matt.
What do you think they're going to do here?
I think they're going to kick a field goal.
You think
they're
going to kick a field goal?
We're not seeing any personnel change, though.
No.
And it looks like Farley will indeed go back to the shotgun.
You know.
They're going to run another play here, fourth down.
Grasslake.
And about five. Takes the snap, back to pass. And he's going to get smacked by Allen. Ball's up,
oh,
knocked
nice.
Down.
Great defensive play.
Zathan Allen puts a big hit on the quarterback, and it looked like he still had an open man out there.
He did, but Allen's pressure really forced him to throw that ball up with no zip on it.
Rasheed Hicks was able to get over and knock
Hicks
it down.
Over
yeah.
Knock, make a nice play on it.
So Vaynercook holds. Keeps them out of the end zone, but they'll be backed up in their own territory with 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Vaynercook Lake will take possession.
No, Grasslake, you know, they didn't score on that drive, but it was a good drive because they changed field positions, put, you know, forced Vaynercook. Vaynercook's going to have to go about 87 yards, 86 yards for a touchdown. So, good drive. That drive started at the 14-yard line.
And that's where Vaynercook will start here, first and 10. Hancock, and he's got two wide receivers. Wilkes goes into motion. He gets the pitch to the left, and he's hit. But he'll turn it into a little bit of a gain there. And again, not a big play. It doesn't look super impressive, but just when you look up, there's 6 yards on the play.
6 yards and a cloud of dust.
Those running backs get, you know, they're usually 2-3 yards into your defense before anybody touches them. And again, it's credit to the blocking for Vaynercook Lake. Hancock brings him up to the line. Dylan Applegate, Zathan Allen, Wilkes in motion. He takes the hand up the middle, and he is met immediately.
Malik Wilkes with the ball.
And it looks like you get
55, Zach Foreman.
55, Zach Foreman on the tackle. Quick stop there. Actually push him back just a little bit. It'll bring up third and about 5 yards for the Jayhawks. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Quick first quarter here at Grasslake High School on a busy night. Parents' night tonight. They've got their American Cancer Society Relay for Life event going on here, too. So it's a good crowd. Big turnout here in the stands at Grasslake High School.
This is a nice facility. Nice facility for football. It's a nice facility for track.
Hancock, play action, going deep. He's got a man behind the defense. It's Cooper. He's got the catch.
Got him.
Into Grasslake territory. A big pass play there. 48-yard line. And Hancock, nice job. Just enough to pause on the play action for Cooper to get behind his defender. And He doesn't miss. Nice throw. Nice catch.
We talked about before the game. You know, Hancock's going to have to make some plays in the passing game tonight, I feel. And there's one.
He does it there. And they keep it moving. 3:34 to go now, first quarter. We're still tied at zero. Vandercook driving. Wilkes goes into motion. Gives to Allen opposite way. Finds some room. He's into the second level of defense. He's got a first down. And now he's getting around the edge. He gets to the 30-yard line.
Nice
pushed
run
out of bounds at about the 29. Fantastic run. Zathan Allen, and it's nothing new, and that's why he averages 14 a carry, because he has those big plays. That big play capability is always right there.
And I tell you, we met him after the game the other night. What a nice young man.
You know, I had that same experience a couple weeks prior. We had Malik Wilkes won our player of the game, and I got to have a second with him, and he is a super nice kid. So it's nice to see that successful kids who are also good citizens. Hancock under center. Allen goes in motion. The gives quick to Applegate. He's met right at the line. Takes about five guys to pull him down, but they do indeed for no gain.
Number 45, Brandon Stewart.
You've seen those different levels with the Vandercook misdirection. You get somebody in motion, the fakes, you know, on one hand he's faking to Wilkes, and he goes with Zathan Allen on a off tackle, or you get something up the middle with Dylan Applegate in there. A lot of levels to this Vandercook offense. Right now it's 2nd and 10 from the Grasslake 30-yard line. This time play action again. He goes deep. He's got Allen behind everyone. Wide open. He drops it. All he had to do was turn around and step into the end zone. He drops the sure touchdown pass. That'll bring up 3rd down and 10. And all he had to do was concentrate on catching that, and he walks into the end zone. So from time to time that happens.
That was a great throw from Hancock right there. Perfect throw.
Scott Clow up here in the broadcast booth, trapping off our names. We'll get you your qualifiers for the Chevy Cruze 2-year lease coming up here in a moment. And we get a break in the action. Zathan Allen on the run there, 3rd down. And long, he gets about a yard. Closer to 2 yards. We'll bring up 4th and 8, and we'll see what Vandercook Lake does. But, Matt, I would assume they're going to come out here on 4th down and run a play.
Absolutely.
2:20 to go, first quarter. Still tied at zero, and both teams have driven nearly the length of the field and gotten stopped. We'll see if Vandercook Lake can turn the tide on that one.
It's the old bend but don't break defense, right?
And we're going to get a timeout from the Vandercook Lake sideline. We'll take a break as well. 1 minute break, and we'll be right back with the final 2:11 of the first quarter on K105.3, your Friday football frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Big 4th down play here for the Jayhawks. Hancock back to pass. Throws it a little bit behind the receiver. Intended receiver Noah Cooper. He can't catch it, so there's another turnover on downs. And we'll start heading the other way. Grass Lake working left to right for us here. 2:07 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at zero. And again, both teams driving it a good distance, and then the defense getting stout and standing up and shutting them down. And we'll get another chance for Grass Lake to be the ones to strike first blood here. First quarter action from Grass Lake on your K105.3 football frenzy. Congrats to Kim Leithead. Won a Carlton Equipment gift certificate. And Preston Tilger won a gift card to Meckley's Favorite Fruit Farms. A couple of highly coveted prizes there. Farley will start 1st and 10 for Grass Lake from the 28. And he's going to keep it. A lot of pressure on that one from Vandercook Lake. He gets it back up to the line of scrimmage. And they're going to give him about a yard. 2nd down and 9 for Grass Lake from the 30.
Out-of-town scoreboard, Napoleon strikes first, leaves Hanover 7-0.
That ought to be a good game, Matt, actually, after seeing both of those teams. Farley in the shotgun. Running back goes in motion. Gives to Sherwood. He's got a lot of room. Excuse me. And he twists and turns, and it's going to be close to a 1st down.
He's got it.
In space.
Looks like he's got it.
Tackled by number 2, Malik Wilkes. 1st down, Warriors.
And who do we got? I erroneously attributed that to Capernaum. It's Danny Vicolo. He's got the 1st down. Nice run. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Warriors from the 39. Snaps low to Farley. Back to pass. He's got a man on the sideline. Good pass and catch. Andrew Ryan takes it out of bounds.
Harley's pass is caught by
for, five-yard gain.
He's pushed out of bounds.
Second down and five.
Hey, Grass Lake's offensive line's doing a nice job protecting Farley. Farley looks good.
Trips right for Farley now. Out of the shotgun in the backfield with him, Luke Coppernoll. Takes the snap, looks right. Quick pass to Sherwood. They got a couple blockers for him. He's got the first down, close to the 50.
Charlie's pass is complete to number four, Brandon Sherwood.
And he's tossed out of bounds. He's giving forward motion, forward progress. They're actually going to spot it up the 49, which will leave it about 6 inches short of a first down. I thought he got further than that, Matt, on the forward progress.
I think so did the Grass Lake coaching staff.
Third and short here. And we'll see Farley under center for the first time. He's going to keep it right up the middle, and he's going to jump over the 50-yard line in for a first down for the Warriors. Under a minute now to go first quarter. Grass Lake now into Vandercook territory. They stay on the field that quick. No huddle offense.
Yeah, you look at 0-0 and you think it's a defensive battle, but you know both teams have moved the ball on each other.
Both teams have had big pass plays.
They just haven't, once they've got to the red zone, they haven't been able to do anything.
Another quick out for Farley there. This time a little high. Nick Lockley can't pull it in. Second down and 10 from the Jayhawks, 49. 35 seconds now to go. Here in the first, K105.3 Friday Night Football Frenzy. Grass Lake, Vandercook Lake. Farley takes the snap a little low. Throws it out quick to Lockley. This time he breaks a tackle. Now he's got a lot of room on the sidelines. Pushed out of bounds at the 33. Big play there. Nick Lockley out in the flat. And when he gets past that first tackler, he had a lot of space. Good job by the Jayhawks to close and keep him out of the end zone on that one. But another big gain and a first down for Grass Lake.
First down, Warriors.
Out of town scoreboard from Albion College. Luma Christie and Marshall are, just like us, knotted up at zero to start the second quarter there. Coppernoll with the give up the middle on first down. It's a couple yards. He's up to 31. A good spot here, close to the 32. And we'll run out the first quarter clock, it looks like, 12. Of course, they're quick to run a play out here. They can get one off. Farley doesn't look like he's rushing to get a play off. 2 seconds, one. They do snap it before the clock runs out. Farley in the shotgun. Now he's pulled it down. He's going to run. Tries to cut it upfield. Gets to the 25.
Good hard run.
And he's close to a first down. Big play there to end the first quarter. They're going to mark him down at the right at the 25, which will bring up third. And about two when we come back. We'll take a one-minute break at the end of the first quarter. Tied at zero on K105.3 Football Frenzy.